Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. Hello, Leroy!
What's up? Hold on.
Okay.
We'll wait on you.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM, where Sports Talk is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Man, that traffic was not playing.
No, it's been crazy, man.
It took me an hour and 20 minutes to get in and out of the airport.
Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah. Because there was two accidents and, you know, people forcing themselves to merge. And the other person said, nope.
Yep. Not great. Not a great day.
Yep.
Not a great day. The Heat, they'll be back in action tonight. They're taking on the New York Knicks.
You want to do it again, Bush?
NBA Cup action. Well, I got to tell you, I'm glad you're here. I wanted to save this for when you're here. I feel justified in my anger, even more so, because the Cavaliers lost last night to the Toronto Raptors. And
everybody?
And, yes, with everybody. Well, I don't think Darius Garland. I think he's still out. But the resters, let's refer to them as the rested, the resters. This Evan Mobley got his lunch money taken by Scotty Barnes yesterday. I mean, he absolutely got throttled. And so I got to be honest with you. I feel even more justified in my anger because you went through this whole thing of resting everybody to have them ready for this Toronto game, and you got kicked in the teeth. And I'm going to tell you this, I don't do this lightly, okay? And I don't do this often. Kenny Atkinson, you've got an enemy for life in me.
Wow.
Yup.
He's reached J.J. Redick's
style? He has an enemy for life. I used to like him. He used to be very complimentary, very classy. But you want to know something? His little shell game of resting, reap what you sow. I'm glad you got you tried to little manipulate a little Runsky here only to get humbled once you got home. And that's what my point was. You played a little too cute and you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. So, yeah, maybe I have egg on my face for the Heat game, but ultimately I won the war of the take. And I'm telling you right now, it was stupid. I won the war. It was stupid.
You didn't win the war.
I won the war. No, it's stupid.
Toby, you didn't win the war.
It meant nothing. And Toby, I'm glad you lost. No, I won the war.
Toby.
I won the war.
The minute the Heat lost, you lost.
No. Who does that sound like taking victory from a war, fight he didn't win?
I'm telling
Toby.
You. Ultimately, I won the war.
It's very Tobin-esque.
He won the battle. I won the war.
You didn't win the war.
No, I won the war, dude.
How did you win the war?
Because he lost the stupid game he was trying to manipulate to.
Tobin, can I ask you this? Would you feel differently if the Heat had won?
Oh, if the Heat would have won, there wouldn't even be a war. It would have been like, you're a laughingstock now. So, but I'm just happy that he got his comeuppance.
What did I tell you, Leroy?
But that has nothing to do with the Cavs.
Leroy.
It does have to do with the Cavs.
Leroy, I told you this the day he started complaining about it. He was only doing that because he has a fear that he's going to have a letdown and they lose the game. And then Kenny Atkinson will look like a genius for sitting his guys down and still beating the Heat.
Yeah, who looks like a genius now? He looks like an ass clown.
Well, you know what? He doesn't look like an ass clown on Wednesday night. When his team beat you.
Very fleeting. How does he look the next day? His Evan Mobley, his 24-year-old, who he needs to give a Widow West to in November. Yeah, well-rested. Looks like he did absolutely fantastic.
You know, there's going to be a lot of Heat fans and you talking about no Brunson.
Yeah, again, this isn't the same thing. Like, it's not the same take. Again, you're going to take on teams that don't have their full deck. The Heat don't have their full deck by now, by the way. They don't have Bam Adebayo. I hope everybody realizes that. So, and Tyler Hero. But that's not the point. Obviously, you're going to take on teams that don't have players every now and then. That's part of an NBA season.
Who cares why?
Well, I do. It's annoying. You're sitting here and you tried to gimmick the system, and it blew up in your face, Wile E. Coyote style. So, look, this Kenny Atkinson has an enemy for life in me. That's fine, and I will hope for his basketball downfall. That's it. He's on the list.
I think I'm beginning to understand why Tobin has a thing for the Cavaliers and Kenny Atkinson. Last time you guys played him in a real serious game, you know, prior to Monday night, they beat you by 55.
Worst defeat in the history of playoff basketball.
So the fact that they won this thrilling overtime game and then could have doubled up and won a second game, it would have given Tobin more reason to be like, last season is done with. This Cleveland Cavaliers team can't hang with the Miami Heat. And then what happened? They didn't play their starters, Spider and Mobley, their all-stars. The Heat lost. Now it makes Kenny Atkinson look like a genius, which pissed Tobin off. So now that the Cavs lost to the Raptors on the following day, Tobin is going to come out, guns a-blazing, shooting at Kenny Atkinson. That's it. That's all it is. You feel justified, even though you did not win the war.
No, I won the war.
No, you did not.
No, I did win the war. No, you did not. His whole plan was to go home and have his players rested to win.
What kind
you
of three-day
like boxer? What got knocked out?
I absolutely won the war.
It's a three-day war.
I won the war.
Three-day
war. No, I won the war. No, let's make no mistake about this. I won the war. So
have you named tonight's game?
Have I named tonight's game? It's an NBA Cup game. We got to keep our lead. King of the Mountains right now.
Okay.
You know, so that's what we got to do. And by the way, I'm not sitting here. I don't have any ill, like, oh, the Heat are going to overlook the Knicks again. No, I think the Heat know they bleeped up. Like, I think rare are the times that you actually hear from an NBA team after the game being like, yeah, we actually looked up. Usually they lie to you and they're like, no, we take everybody seriously. They're pros too. Blah, blah, blah. Nope. Norman Powell was like, that was a terrible loss.
Yeah.
Just flat out saying it's a terrible loss. Jaime Jaquez being like, we like the smell of our own farts. So I'm telling you right now, dude, I'm not worried. I think that they bounce back good tonight. I think that they do. But Kenny Atkinson, when I saw that, I was like, good, good. That's what you get for trying to manipulate resting a 24-year-old only for him to spit the bit against Scotty Barnes. Way to go, dude. You're really good job with your November rest.
I get it. There's a lot of hate for the Cleveland Cavaliers. I get it.
Man. No, this is he could be coaching any team. This is for one man. I like Donovan Mitchell. I like Evan Mobley. I dig those guys. All right. You know I don't have any love for Dan Gilbert. He can kick the sharpest of rocks.
You don't have love for Darius Garland?
Well, I mean, in fairness, he was kind of a jerk to Tyler Hero. Not that he lied, but...
wait a minute.
not that he lied. He's just a jerk. It's not a nice thing to say.
Was he speaking facts?
He was, but... it's kind of like two parking cones like making fun of each other. Be like, oh, like literally every team does the same thing to the Cavaliers with him.
You can't guard me.
You can't say that. If Evan Mobley wants to say that, fine. I mean, that makes a little more sense. But he has class, unlike this Kenny Atkinson, the manipulator of games. I mean, and by the way, let's not forget that he had a big tantrum the first game where he got himself kicked out because he just couldn't deal with it. He's like, free throws, meh. So, no, he's got an enemy for life in me. He's right up there with J.J. Redick. And congratulations to him. Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club.
You're something
else. No, I'm telling you.
Hey, you're solo on this mission, buddy.
That's fine. I don't need anybody else on my mission. It's my list. He's my enemy for life. And I will wish nothing but bad things for him. Nothing to do with the Cavaliers. Just him. If he goes and coaches wherever, Greece, because he's not going to win the championship. Greece, wherever. I will pray on the downfall of Kenny Atkinson for this.
You'll pay another $30 to watch him fall?
Oh, yeah.
What if he becomes the head coach of Nico's team, the Serbian team?
Sorry. No, I'm going to root for Slovenia.
Wow.
Would never happen, but yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Change your look. Look at that. That guy is anything he's associated with.
I'll tell Nico, too. I'll be like, look, it's nothing personal, but I swore that he's got an enemy for life in me. That's it.
So wait a minute. So if they had beaten the Raptors, you would have not said anything, would you? You still would have been
upset. No, he would have had some other little.
But you would have, or you would have come up with another way to be.
You ready?
Upset.
I don't have hypothetical takes. Whatever happens, happens.
Vlad, I already have it. You ready? Who is it more important to beat, the Heat or the Toronto? Like, you saving him for the easy game. You don't want to play him.
Well, I don't think. No, first of all, I don't think it has to do with easy.
Right.
First of all, Toronto's been playing great basketball. Toronto's like 6 out of 7 they've won. And by the way, Toronto's about to go on a run because go look at their schedule. Toronto's about to probably roll off probably like a six game win streak after this. So, no, I'm not. It has nothing to do with who you take on or who you don't take on or anything like that. It was the idea that the entire thing of it is. We're resting players in November for back-to-backs, and it didn't pay off.
Some teams rest players back-to-backs regardless.
Well, that's stupid. It's a dumb thing. It hasn't paid off for anybody.
OKC does it with Chet Holmgren.
Chet Holmgren has glass feet, okay? He's a special case. If you want to talk about old glass feet Chet Holmgren, okay.
The Lakers do it with Luka.
Because he's coming off of a calf injury. He has a legitimate injury. Evan Mobley has nothing wrong with him.
You have an excuse.
He has nothing wrong with him. He's completely fine.
Vlad, here's what you got to do.
Bro, I can name a lot of teams who've done this far this season. Like this, and because the Cavaliers did
You've named a bunch of injured players. People who have been injured.
Because the Cavaliers did it and won.
Right.
No, I was mad at it before they won.
You knew what was going to happen.
I was mad at it before they won.
Because you knew what was going to happen.
You can't come at me with that take because I was pre-mad at the take.
But you knew what was going to happen. That's the thing. You were pre-mad at this take because you knew that the Heat would let down, start smelling their own, farts, whatever, and they were going to have a letdown. This is an easy letdown game, which happened, and then now you got to come back as Wild Heat Coyote to explain why the Heat lost, especially after you was upset. Like, you knew this was going to happen. We all knew this was going to happen. We all said it. You know the Heat going to lose now, right? And you're going to be upset when
you
the
guys
Heat
warned
lose.
It because you guys said, well, just go take care of your business. And you told me that I was being a maniac for being mad about it.
Right, because
but the point is, the bigger point is, he did all of this to prepare. The only argument for it was, we have a back-to-back the next game. We have a back-to-back. So shouldn't Evan Mobley have played his greatest game ever? No, he got stuffed into a locker by Scottie Barnes.
Okay, cool.
So
one guy did. What about Spider Mitchell? He had a great game.
Well, guess what? You need multiple great games. And honestly, I didn't even have a problem if he would have just done Spider. But he did it with the child. What does he need rest for? Rest! He barely can drive!
It was three games in four nights.
Oh, poor baby. He's 24.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
This is unbelievable.
When the Heat have a back-to-back and they sit guys, how you going to feel about it?
Wait, hold on. Didn't Norman Powell miss the game against the Lakers?
Norman Powell was injured. He was coming off of a groin injury. Stop making injured takes. Okay. If a guy is injured, I don't have a problem with it. Okay. There's nothing wrong with him.
Hey,
and it didn't work. Congratulations, Kenny Atkinson. I won the war.
It did work.
It didn't work.
It
didn't
got the split.
Split? Nobody's doing that for a split. You're doing that for the sweep.
Evan Mobley's injury status, he's currently day-to-day, and he returned playing November 14th against the Raptors after being rested. He had missed the previous game for rest and was available. So he might have had some injury.
He had no injury. If you had an injury, you put.
If he had an injury, it wouldn't have made his point.
Yeah, if you had an injury, you wouldn't have put rest. You would have put the injury.
Oh my goodness! All right,
he's got an enemy for life in me.
I get it. I mean, it still doesn't hide the fact you guys lost to the Mobley-less and Mitchell-less team.
Agreed. I'm not taking away my anger from the Heat. But see, this is the thing. I can compartmentalize. Trust me. And we'll bounce back to that.
You can't. No, you can't.
I'm just glad. Listen, I won the war, and I'm happy about it.
Why do you? I love the way when you get mad about something that's trivial, right?
It's not trivial.
Then you try and like make it sound like, no, this is a calmness. This is a reasonable anger that I'm having. And it really is.
It is completely reasonable. It's a reasonable thing, and I'm glad that it failed for him. He's a failure.
It didn't fail. He got a split.
Nope, it failed. He's a failure. He tried to manipulate, and it failed.
All right.
Just like when he gets to the playoffs, he fails.
D-Sizzle said, Tobin needs to be rested for too much petty.
Feel better now?
Yeah, I feel great. I feel great. All right. But it just needed to be pointed out. This guy tried to get away with a crime, and he was caught red-handed.
All right.
Not really. He got the split.
Split? You doing that for the split? Ridiculous. He embarrassed himself.
The problem is that here's the problem. He would have been cool with getting swept by sitting his starters like that, and you didn't oblige.
That could have been a 3-game losing streak.
Which is why he won the battle, but not the war.
Nah, he won the war.
He didn't win the war.
He won the war.
No.
He won the war.
He is a war loser and an enemy for life. We'll take a break. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.